Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everybody.
Now, the guest we have today is Sandra Costa, and she has been nicknamed Bunny Business by Hugh Hefner. Is that correct, Sandra?
That is correct, and it was an appropriate name, too.
Oh, it is so cute. Well, we are so excited to have you here today, one of my
closest, dear
friends, and I feel like, you know what, I've got some good friends. Sandra, she was a Playboy bunny, an iconic Playboy bunny. Very close with Hugh Hefner. And Hugh Hefner, was the one that nicknamed her Bunny Business for a very, very big and good reason, which we're going to go into. We'll ask you about that. And she did that for many years. I'm going to let you take us through the whole Playboy Bunny and how that evolved and how you became a bunny mother, where you were in charge of many of the bunnies, and moving from Miami, the Miami Playboy Club, to Los Angeles, and how that was for you, and how you're doing today, which is absolutely amazing. You are a fabulous interior designer and architect, and not many people do both, and you do both 110% fabulous. Check out my Instagram post, everybody. I have a story on there, and you'll see some of Sandra's designs. And she is so successful working in China. And I wanted to talk to you about that and what you did there, building and designing the mausoleum. So you are a woman who is an amazing entrepreneur, and I've learned so much from you. And I think we've known each other for over 15 years now, Sandra.
At least.
So,
yeah
at least. And, you know, I'm going to let you, if you want to tell everybody how we met, you can. It's so endearing. And it's just like you are, I consider you family. So,
thank you,
let us welcome Sandra Costa to the show. Hi, Sandra.
Hi, Bob and John. How are you both today? And hello, everybody who's listening. And it's a pleasure to be invited by you, Barbara. It's as soon as you call me, I said, absolutely, because it's lovely to hear your voice and catch up on what you're doing, even if we've got to do it on radio. It seems that our lives are so busy. We don't seem speak as often as we should. But
I have a phobia. Didn't you hear? I do.
So,
kind of.
Let me just tell you this, though. My time at Playboy, I'm not a person that's behind the scenes. I've always been great on stage, a good public speaker, somebody who's good with the out there, speaking to people, creating vision. To actually be a bunny mother, that's really more behind the scenes, more in management, and that's not what I did. What I did was I was a training bunny.
Bunny,
yes, it's different than a bunny mother, because a training bunny, actually, I got that role when I was down in Florida, because I worked both the Biscayne Boulevard Club, and then I was one of the first transfers to be accepted out here to the Los Angeles Club, and of all days, I was brought out here on New Year's Eve, so it was really a hectic night to start, yes, in a new club, but the training bunnies, and I wasn't the only one. There were other top girls who were training bunnies, but I was the number one girl in sales. So people might, first of all, Playboy's always been a mystery to many people. You agree, Barbara?
Well, I am wondering what you mean by that, because, you know, I think mystery as far as that they want to know, what is it really like? And that's why I'm doing this Playboy series, because I get the main question, my question that I always get is, how did you become a Playmate? People want to know, you know, were you discovered? Were you discovered or, you know, and everybody's story is so different. So I start off with that. And then it just all unravels. So I guess it is. It is a mystery to people because they want to know. And you know what?
They
want to
know.
Are talking about it.
Understand it. That's right.
Yeah. Right.
And
yeah.
Hugh Hefner was such an iconic man for all of us. You and I. He and so many girls, Playmates and Playboy bunnies, that he changed all of our lives. He certainly changed yours and he changed mine. That's for sure. And I was 18 when I actually arrived in the United States, and I just came up here on a short holiday, and then I went to Florida, made my way to Florida. I was quite adventurous traveling around the United States by myself. I went to New York. I then went down to Florida, and I met a fabulous guy who I actually married, a young guy. I was all of 19. He was the same age. We were both 19 years old. He's the one who said to me.
I was going to say, for the listeners, I wanted them to know, because you're from far away, New Zealand. So you were born and raised in New Zealand. That's okay.
Yeah, well, I'm from New Zealand. So that's the accent, if anybody's wondering about that. And so to leave New Zealand at the age of 18, I was quite adventurous. I just, one night, I went and got my passport, and having dinner with my mother and my father, my little brother, and I said, well, I'm going away on a little holiday. And my mother said, oh, you're not going down to Wellington, which is inside of New Zealand. That's the capital. I said, no. And she said, well, you're not going to Australia. That's too far away. And I said, no. And my mother's trying to work out where in the world else I'd go. And I just said, well, I'm leaving for the United States. And my plane is leaving in 3 hours. And that was it.
Wow.
They rushed me. And I just got on a plane at the age of 18, came up here to Los Angeles, stayed here a little while, went up to San Francisco, stayed there a little while, went to New York, went to Rhode Island, then made my way down to Florida where I met Ed Steinbrecher. And he's the one who said, you'd make a fabulous Playboy bunny. Well, I didn't really know what that was, Barbara. I had no idea.
Right.
I said, okay, what does that mean? So the club was right there on a causeway called Biscayne Boulevard Causeway. It was a fabulous club, and Barbara, the boats of the wealthy men used to just pull right into the club in their boats, and the bunnies would come out with the cocktails, and of course in those days we could smoke and cigars and food, and it was really quite terrific.
Join in on all the fun.
They'd take the boats out, moonlight rides, and the bunnies would go. It was quite special time, actually. But I didn't know anything about Playboy, and Ed takes me over to this club, and as we're sitting in the foyer, this girl comes down in what I thought was a bathing suit with rabbit ears on and a fluffy tail and high heel shoes and stockings. And I noticed that she had seam stockings. And I, looking at her with a collar and a bow tie and cuffs and cufflinks, and she said, oh, are you new? And I said, new to what? And she said, oh, well, that's all right. You're beautiful. I'm sure I'll see you in a few days. And then she was gone. So Ed said to me, well, she's right about all that. And it was my interview. So as I walked in, and I was hired, still really not knowing what Playboy was about. Didn't realize I was going to have to work like crazy with high heel shoes on and a costume, Barbara. You know, you were in the costume.
It's so tight around the stomach.
Oh, I know, like 18-inch waist, right?
And hard to get in and out of if you need to use the restroom. When we were doing it, they didn't feed us lunch or give us anything to drink because, I mean, to do bathroom breaks, they were trying to avoid it.
I know, because you couldn't get back in the costume. But within a few months, Barbara, I had quickly learned what Playboy, for me, was about. And it represents different eras and different memories for different girls, what capacity that they were involved with Playboy. For you, you were a playmate. And that was an amazing, and you're the most beautiful playmate that I've ever seen, then and now.
Thank you.
Gorgeous personality and all of that. For me, I was a Playboy bunny. Where the playmates ruled the magazine, the bunnies ruled the clubs.
So made a lot of money.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, we were the structure of the business, the clubs. And out of 19 clubs, and I'll tell you how I got to be in this position, but I was the top grossing bunny out of 19 clubs. I made more money on commission, working off commission, working at Playboy in my shifts than any other girl out of 19 clubs. Do you want to know how I did that, Barbara?
I want to know. I think I know better than you tell. Mm-hmm.
Okay, John, do you want to know? Is John still
there?
So, John, here we go, all right? So, okay. I'm all of 19 years old. And first of all, you have to be 21 years old to work in the club. But when I arrived here at 18 and I was up in New York, I actually met a union boss. Hold on, just a moment. I'll tell him. Hold on. I can't tell him. That's right. I met a union boss who took a liking to me, an older gentleman who was actually married, and I got friends with him and his wife. And when I said I was going to, they were looking at me like a daughter. Are you still there?
Oh, yeah. No, yes. Oh, gosh.
Oh, okay.
No, this reminds me of some, I'm just listening, but you were only 18. Were you going to be turning 19 soon? But you had to be 21, but they probably waived it. Wow.
Well, no, they did not waive it. You couldn't waive it, not really, and let it be known. But this gentleman, who was very powerful, I told him I wanted to leave New York where I was and I wanted to go to Florida with my girlfriend. Well, he said, okay, what do you need? And I said, well, I need a phony ID. So this is backtracking a little bit. And within, 24 hours, I had an ID that said I was 21 years old. So my girlfriend and I were off. We were off to play down to Miami. And that's where Ed Steinbrecher, and I'm jumping to the present that day, and he takes me into the Playboy Club. All right, how did I get to be a top-producing bunny? One day, I'm standing there in the Playmate Bar, which was like one of the bars within the Playboy Club. We had the VIP room, we had the living room, we had the Playmate Bar, we had the disco. We had all these different rooms within one big structure. So I'm looking at the gift shop. And the gift shop has cufflinks for sale and bow ties and all kinds of memorabilia, including ashtrays, stirrers. And then up on the shelf are all these mugs. And the mugs are made out of either porcelain or they're made out of aluminum. And I'm noticing nobody buys them. day after day when I'm working, I would watch people come in and buy all the souvenirs. Nobody would buy them. So I asked the gift bunny to give me a couple of mugs, and I went over to Joe, the bartender. I said to him, can you make me up a special drink? He said, well, we've got a few. I said, okay, take the ingredients and put some other ingredients in it, like scotch, and put in vodka and put in brandy. Now, I didn't drink, but so I'm just shooting out anything. So I took it, and a couple of the people tried it around me, and it knocked your socks off. It was just crazy. So I knew that Hefner, I knew Hefner was coming into town, Barbara.
Oh, and, so and this is Miami. So I was going to ask you if Hef came to Miami. I bet he loves
and
Miami.
And I say to, I say to the general manager, when Hefner comes into town, I'd like to meet with him. He says, no, you and everybody else. I said, no, I need to meet with him. And he just flatly said no. So the night is going on, and I see Hefner come, and he gets in the elevator, and he goes up to the third floor. I quickly go and get the mugs, have them filled up, and I run up the back stairs with my stilettos on, holding this tray with these drinks on it, and I come up to the office door, and I knock on the office door. The general manager opens it up, and he says, what are you doing here? You left your station. In a loud voice, because Mr. Hefner was sitting right there with his pipe, and I could see him, and I looked straight at him. I said, I'm Bunny Sandra, and I'm from New Zealand, and I have a way we can double our sales.
Wow.
Next minute, Hefner goes, let her come in. So in my best walk, and my best bunny dip, and for the listeners, if you don't know what that means, it means you were never allowed to lean forward. You had to do and serve all of your drinks from bending over backwards. And believe me, the word bending over backwards has never been truer, because everybody's got back problems today.
Yes.
I go to Mr. Hefner, right? And I go, Mr. Hefner, the bunny drink. And he looks at me and he goes, all right. And I go, 2 for 1. You buy the drink, you get the mug included. Oh, my God. He looked at the general manager. You know what he said? He said to the general manager, why didn't you think of this? And before you know it, they had those little drink tents on all the tables, and the girls, all the bunnies, hated me, Barbara, because now, instead of carrying a drink of 6 or 7 drinks in glasses, they all had to carry drinks in mugs.
Ah,
but what? Well,
yeah,
what
you get all the credit for the great business.
Oh,
wow.
Well, I got the credit, but they did not want to sell drinks in mugs. I used to sell something like 150 mugs a night, and I used to get commission. So I would make 200 a night, 300 a night. Other girls were making, I don't know, $75, $80 a night. So before you knew it, Barbara, I had like, I had just really taken over. So that's how Hefner called me Bunny Business. That's where the name came from.
But I want to know, like, what made you like that? What made you so independent, so fiercely independent, where you just take off by yourself at such a young age? You're traveling around alone. You end up there. I mean, you know, things just seem to really happen for you. I know you have an engaging personality and a magnetic personality, but like, you have, as a little girl and a teenager, like, what happened in your life to make you so ambitious?
Well, I don't think it was ever ambition. it was just lack of fear. I mean, I just never knew that I couldn't do something. Like even today, Barbara, just this last week, I got an invitation from Xi'an in China. That's the city of the terracotta soldiers. And there's a new museum that is going to be built there. And I have been contacted by the major developer, who I'm appointed to their company as the chief. I am their chief building and interior designer. And they've given me this job of designing a museum for Beijing. Well, Barbara, I'm a former Playboy bunny that has tattoos on my ankles. Give me a break. Here I am designing, you know, like the mausoleum that you talked about.
And you're a Dane.
I am. No, I'm a Dane commander. That's the next level up.
Level up. And, yes, I went to one of those events where you were awarded.
You did?
And, I mean, yes, I did.
I just watched the video on that.
Oh, that was amazing. Beautiful.
Yeah, you were there. You were there with Johnny and another friend of ours, a fabulous, talented friend of ours. I recall you being there, but that's from the Investiture of St. That's from Constantine the Great and St. Helen. So, you know, Barbara, it's just a lifetime of events, really, that we all have the most amazing lives. I truly believe that. It's the way you tell a story. It's the storyteller that makes the life interesting when it's being told. You know, some people might say, oh, I've never done anything like that. But if you dissect their own life and you look at what they've done in their lives, Barbara, you'll find that they've had an interesting life. They just don't know how to get the story out.
I want to say something, not to interrupt. Your son is on the phone,
yes.
Sandra.
Oh, which son?
Let me just put it through.
How are you?
Hi, guys.
Oh, it's Angelo.
Angelo, hi.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Barbara.
Hi. That's
how
so nice of you to call.
Yeah.
That's nice of you to call in. Wow. And I was trying to get your wife on the show, too.
Yeah,
she's so busy. She's got like 17 kids now.
Beautiful.
But in the meantime, Barbara, even with all the children, her own career is amazing as a nutritionist. And Angelo, too, may I tell the listeners that if you're looking at my work online, if you're interested, you can look at my website, which is sandracosta.com. And you will see the most amazing photography, and it's all done by Angelo, which is just one of his passions in his career, because he has got other passions that he does as well, but photography is one of them. It's a business.
Jiu-jitsu, too, champion. And remember taught Priscilla, we had like a peeping Tom, and you came over, you taught us a little jiu-jitsu to protect ourselves. I had him in a headlock, you know, like a pretzel. And he's like, harder, like, and, you know, he almost passed out. So I guess I did learn, and I did a good job. I always remember that move. Get him down.
Triangle choke.
It's empowering. It's empowering. But Sandra has such a wonderful family, and I was going to mention that. And I have spent so much time with them. They're just wonderful people. And she has a lot of children. How many grown kids do you have?
Well, I have three adult sons. My oldest one is Grant. He lives with his beautiful family and wife, Angie, down in New Zealand. I have two grandchildren down there. And then Angelo here with his beautiful wife, Caitlin, and they have four children, twins being the newest. And that's a lovely family. And then I have Adriano, who's not married. He's available, girls. And he's got a beautiful 11-year-old. And then I have a beautiful daughter as well. I have a beautiful daughter, and she has three children. So all in all, I think I've got 10 grandchildren. But I don't live my life, Barbara, for my grandchildren. I love my family. I love the children, but I love what I do as well. I love my career, and I love like what we're doing right now. This is fabulous.
Yes, and but you are great because you know how to balance, doesn't she? Angela, tell us what is, you know, growing up with Sandra as your mom. And she, I mean, she just dabbles in so much, and it seems like whatever she touches is like turns to gold.
Yeah.
I mean, I've known her for like 15 years. Yeah, tell us just a little bit about it.
Yeah, I mean, very interesting, you know, so colorful and creative, and the sky's the limit, and a lot of opportunity. So
nothing's impossible, and everything's glamorous and fabulous.
Exactly.
No,
you know, Barbara, I met his father at Playboy, Tony Costa. He was great, great jazz musician and conductor, composed a lot of music as well. So I met Tony at the Playboy Club, and that's the reason why Angelo and Adriano are here.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow. Yes. And I remember you talked about him so much, Sandra, and what a wonderful dad. And you know what? We went to the Playboy Jazz Festival after he passed away, and, you know, it was like maybe
at
the day after.
Yeah, at the Rose Bowl. No, it was the same day.
No.
Robert was the same day.
It
was that day.
Hollywood Bowl. It was the same day.
Right, Hollywood Bowl.
Oh. Mm-hmm. And don't you remember, Barbara, we were all sitting there with all the Playboy bunnies, and there was the cross up on the hill and the Playboy emblem up on the Hollywood orchestra a palladium there, and all of a sudden a shooting star goes up over the cross and over the palladium with the Playboy bunny, and all the girls went, "See you, Tony. See you. Bye."
Oh,
remember that?
Yes, because I just got chills all over. Okay, all over, and that is a confirmation that that he was there. And if you talk to our psychic, so you know about that, Angelo.
Tell me a little more about it.
It's the spirit, and they're talking to you. And so when Sandra was talking about him being there. Mm-hmm.
I should also add, Sandra, your other son is calling in as well.
Wow.
Cool.
Can I say she's a good promoter as well? She promotes in a very quick time. Hi, Adriano.
Hey, guys.
Hi, how are you?
Hey.
Hey, how you guys doing? All right.
We're awesome. I'm so glad that our show brought us all together.
Yeah, it brings the whole thing together. Thanks, Barbara.
Well, you're welcome. I'm so glad, and that's so sweet that you called in. And, of course, we're talking about how fabulous your mom is. So do you have something to add, Adriano?
Oh, mom is fabulous. Mom is you know, bunny business, as they used to call her, right? Isn't that right? Traded in her bunny ears for a hard hat.
Oh, she has the original bunny ears. She let me wear some bunny ears to the jazz festival, and those pictures are so cute. And I mean, do you still have your costumes, your original costumes?
I do.
And so what colors are they?
Yeah, well, I have a psychedelic one, and I have a blue satin.
Ooh, beautiful. Oh, my gosh. So I want to know from the boys here, did all of your friends know about your mom being a Playboy bunny? And if so, what did they think about it?
Who's that question for?
One of you. Why don't we ask you, Angelo?
I don't think I mean, just they know how stunningly handsome I am. They don't really aren't. They're not surprised.
Yeah, you blind them. So it was like, okay, because he was so young.
Wait a minute, this show is supposed to be about. Wait a minute, this show is supposed to be about me, Angelo.
It is.
All right, so lay it on, Barbara. Ask the question again.
Okay. All right. When you guys were like, say, tween teenage years, of course, your mom was the sexy Playboy bunny. Did your friends, were they aware of this? And
yeah, we.
What did
I
they
tell
think? What
friends,
did they think?
They were just like, oh wow, that's so cool, and like, you know what I mean? They were like astonished by the fact that my mom was involved in that. You know what I mean?
I mean, it is astonishing. I mean, but, you know, men just were hoarding around her. I mean, that's how I met her. Can I tell them, Sandra, how I met you?
No.
Oh,
I'll tell it the way I want to tell it. But, Barbara, I want to jump to the chair. I want to jump to the chair. Angelo, can you move someplace? I love my grandchildren, but they're coming through so loud.
Oh, there's so many grandchildren here. Hold on, let me see if I can find a
I think I know of one.
Let me find
you
a
can
room
go in with go in the doghouse, Angelo. That's a good place.
I'm already in the doghouse.
I know about this chair. This chair, I posted on Instagram on my story today, the custom chair designed by Sandra is satin black, beautiful bunny ears chair that she gifted to Hugh Hefner. And tell us what happened after that. I mean, you were right up at the mansion,
okay.
And he loved it.
Yeah. So I had Adriano and Angelo go out and buy this black plastic with these big bows, and they wrapped it all up, and we rented a truck, and the two of them drove the chair into the mansion, and we delivered it, and then it was really quite sweet because they gave the boys a tour of the property and the grotto and the you know, where all the birds are, the aquarium, everything.
Oh yeah.
And
birds.
Yeah. You remember there were monkeys and birds?
Oh right.
Well,
right.
I didn't know. I didn't know you guys went up there. I think I just I didn't.
I've been there a few times,
I didn't. Oh wow, I didn't think that. And they just gave you the tour, and aren't they wonderful? I mean, it's just like was a magical place up there. And you know, people think, oh, wild, bad. No, it was everything. And, you know, the morning and the day, and beautiful with the peacocks walking around, all the monkeys. And you never were bored with the game room and all that. It just
was
really
history,
a wonderful
it,
place. It's
history,
and now they're gutting it. I mean, they're gutting that mansion right now. There's aerial views of it right now. The man who purchased it, he cannot touch the actual home. He can't change the architecture of that because it's a, you know, it's a
historical.
What would you call it? Yes, historical.
Historical.
So that's good, but he's changing everything else around it.
That's the guy who lives right next door. He lives right next door, and he bought it, supposedly, the word was, so nobody would go up there and change it, and now he's gutting it? Oh
my goodness, the aerial views. Like, I think he's changing the yard. The backyard will be where his new pool is. I mean, I've analyzed these. I will send those to you, and you'll see. And it was sad when I saw that. It was sad. It was sad because it's like end of an era. Okay, a few years ago he passed away, but now the mansion, it will never be the same again. But you know what? Those are our memories and our special times. And, you know, it's like we're in a different league, you know, and it's like we have a sorority. You have the Playboy Bunnies, and you still hang out with them and do events, and the Playboy Playmates. It's like, you know, it's a special thing to be a part of, isn't it?
It's It certainly is, because many years ago when Angelo was in New York, and there was a situation came up where he was staying with some people. He was only maybe 18 or 19 years old. He was staying with some people, and he had to leave there. And then he was looking for a place to stay. You know, Barbara, I put it out amongst the Playboy bunnies in New York, and I had at least two or three girls get back to me and say he can come here. And I didn't know any of those girls.
Oh,
I didn't know any of
them. Wow, that's
how
it is.
But that's the kind of thing we have, isn't it? That's the kind of thing we have.
That definitely is. And, you know, there's no jealousy, really. Maybe a little bit when, like, you know, you had the mugs and the drinks and, you know, but, I mean, there has to be people that stand out. Like, mostly I feel like it's like a sisterhood and a sorority.
Oh, it is. It is. Look at us.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Look at us.
Yeah.
And look, you know, without Playboy, I wouldn't have these two fabulous kids that I have that I share with their father, Tony Costa. You know, we had an amazing time at Playboy. And Tony and I, for years and years, he died a few years ago. We would talk about Playboy all the time. It was always in our conversation, you know. But I've gone on to do things up and above Playboy, but it's always part of my life.
But wait, I was going to ask you. Oh, Sandra, I wanted to ask you, though, because I think this is very important. How did you even get to think about being an interior designer or an architect? I mean, was there anybody who influenced you? Because that's where the shift happened from Playboy Bunny to that. I'd like to know where that happened and why.
All right. So I was working at the Sunset Boulevard Club. I'd been transferred out here. And I used to work daytime shifts as well as nighttime shifts. And one day after the lunch shift, I decided to drive down to Beverly Hills and Wilshire Boulevard. And I parked my car, I was walking along, and I stumbled across this amazing showroom of custom furniture by the name of Ian Phillips. And I go inside, and I'm all of 22 years old, 23 now, and I can't believe it. I'm looking at $5,000 tables and $10,000 wall units. And, I mean, that's an expensive piece of furniture even in today's market, but you can imagine all the way back then it was like, if you were looking at a $5,000 table, it was like you could buy a car for $5,000. And so he was a British designer. Mm-hmm. He was a British designer. And I walked in there, and I was just amazed at the furniture. And this woman walked out, and she's an American. She was somewhat younger than him, not much, maybe 6 or 7 years. And he was an English man with a big beard and a very broad accent. They both come out of the back of their showroom where they had been sitting. And Nancy starts showing me around. And then she says, where are you from? So we strike up a friendship, a discussion. Tell them I'm a Playboy bunny from New Zealand. Anyway, they invite myself over to their house on the weekend. I go with my husband, who I'd married, Ed Steinbrecher, which I'd measured. I was divorced from him when I met Tony Costa. But this is when I'm still married to Ed. And we go over. And then the next weekend, it was just by chance that Ed and I had bought a house no more than walking distance from their house. Now, our house was smaller, but it was still within walking distance. We bought south of the boulevard. He and I are only in our early 20s, and we had a beautiful home. And Ian Phillips and his wife comes over, and he says to me, who decorated your house? I said, I did. He said, why don't you come and work for me? Well, that started my career. I used to go and work for him in the day, and then I used to go and work at Playboy at night. And he trained me. He and Nancy trained me. And after 2 years, Barbara, he retired. And I was all of 26 when he went out, and I was faced with being made redundant from, I didn't have a job anymore with him, and I loved what I was doing, so I start my own business. And that's what I've done ever since. had my own business ever since, and my work is in Paris, and it is in the Bahamas, and it is in Singapore, and Germany, and it is in United States, and it is in China, and you know, I never thought that I couldn't
wow.
do it, Barbara, and I still feel that
yes.
way, you know.
Oh, and it's just so fun, the designing. I mean, I have interest in it. And, I mean, just for you to be at the level you are, it's just amazing. But because you aren't just the interior designer, but you actually do the blueprints and the architecture of
yeah.
buildings.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's called
that is amazing.
It's called, Barbara, it's called Architectural Interior Designer, not Interior Designer and Architect, because I'm not a licensed
okay.
architect. I'm an architectural and building. No, you're
she's
the
a black
belt.
Belt.
He's the black belt.
I wear
and
a black belt.
Adriana, are you
Angela
still on
shot
board?
Me. You guys, is there you know there? Angelo.
Yeah, I know that.
I put a black belt on with that jujitsu outfit, gi, and I posted that on Instagram, and everybody's like, oh, I didn't know you were a black belt.
Oh, my God.
right, exactly.
I know.
Well, Barbara.
Right? Yeah.
Barbara, if he never told Caitlin about that, she knows about it now.
Oh, why is a photographer? I'm a model.
Of course she knows.
Isn't that weird?
Are you still on? Are you on?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Tell Barbara what you're doing with your food truck.
Well, I own a food truck now, and I brought a specialty sandwich from New York to L.A. called the Chopped Cheese Sandwich. And we brought it to L.A., and it's called the Chopped Cheese Truck. And we've been running around L.A. and making a name for ourselves, and people love it.
Wow. Oh, yeah. I love those trucks. Oh, my gosh. I'm up in L.A. because I'm in Huntington Beach. I want to check it out. Yes.
Yes, please come through.
Barbara. He's a culinary chef, you know. He's a fabulous chef. Actually, both of my sons are equally talented, and everything they do well. And I'm very proud of that, you know, because, you know, when you decide to pursue a creative career, which I've done, it's not so easy all the time. In fact, it can be quite difficult to have a creative career. Because you're presenting your talent, you know, and so you're putting yourself straight on the line. But that's all right. My little granddaughter.
I was just
going to
say you guys are good at both. You're creative and you're good at promoting and doing business. Yes, you
Adriana
are.
Is Adriana there, Adriana?
No,
I just have like 34 kids that are crying.
Oh,
34.
Okay, son. They just went from 17 to 34.
And can you believe Crystal is going to be 13 May 12th?
No.
Oh, wow, cool.
He's chuckling. Yeah, I'm in for it, right? That's what I hear.
Oh, my God.
But she's a good girl. I mean, she's my buddy. So, but when you were talking about your kids and how successful and, you know, they work really hard, we all go through our ups and downs, especially being creators.
Yeah.
But it's a reflection of you, Sandra.
Thank you.
They're wonderful. You guys are wonderful and just adoring your mom the way you do and the respect and the love and the loyalty and the help and care. I mean, you guys give it, you know, to her, she gives it to you, and it's really a wonderful family. I want the listeners to know, and you are so spiritual. And then when I was talking about the chills, you know, the people who pass away, I'm learning doing this show because we work with this most wonderful, renowned psychic medium, a couple of them, and those chills, I'm learning about all of that, that when our loved ones pass, they don't leave us. I mean, we are not our flesh. We are our, we're our soul. So they're still around.
Spirit.
And when we, yes, and we, you saw that shooting star that night? That was him.
Oh,
I
yeah.
remember it so clearly. Him. So clearly. Yes.
I know, though. Adriano, is Adriano there?
The 323 area code dropped. Is that Adriana?
Did he drop? Did he?
Yeah, I think he probably did.
Oh, yeah, he dropped. Okay, that's fine.
He must have.
Angela,
he's quiet now.
and I think Angela must be off too, right?
No, I think Angela is here. I think Angela appears to be here.
See, everything that you do, Sandra, the boys are, you know, they're adults with families and kids, and you know what? They are still there for you. You say, I'm doing a show, they're calling in. I mean, I love that. It's just so tight, you know? You got the tight family, and I love it. But, you know, we've done a lot of things together, so all of these things, some of the highlights of your life, I was right there with you, experiencing it with you.
Yeah, we've known each other a long time.
We're going to do that more and more after this coronavirus settles down. But I'm thinking about my friends like you, hustlers out there, and, you know, you have a lot of driving to do and furniture stores to go to and tons of meetings. And how are you dealing with that with the coronavirus? Are you out there wearing a mask?
No. I'm doing it all remotely, Barbara. Everything I'm doing, I've got clients that I'm working with right now. And, of course, I'm pretty proficient on the computer, and I put great design concepts together from furniture that, instead of custom making it at this period right now, I've got great wholesalers that I'm going to, and I pass that on to my clients, that the benefit of being able to buy better quality at the same price of going to a retail store that where the furniture is a lot less cheaper, but I'm doing everything, draperies and beautiful carpets and furniture, wall coverings, doing all that remotely.
Okay.
Somebody,
well, that makes me feel better.
Oh, no, somebody sends me some pictures, Barbara, of the room. And I have got such intuition that I can put it together just by the photographs of the room.
Okay, well, I want to. I want to get you over here because I know you're just like, okay, this over there, and you would get it all feng shui first, and then you would, like, just fine-tune it. And you helped me. We bought some furniture. Remember that huge, round, beautiful glass table
when
I lived in the Palms, on Palm?
Yeah.
Yes, and that stone. And, I mean, it just was wonderful for less, you know, because I can't just, like, go and $5,000 coffee table. So you did that for me and transformed the place. And curtains, those are really important too. That can change the room so dramatically. So, yeah, I loved it. And I went all those business meetings with you as well for the design.
Ray Delagarza, decorated and done some beautiful houses yourself.
Oh, well, thank you.
Your own
you.
Places
yes.
were always lovely. Your own places
yes.
have always been lovely. But look at your
I've
style.
I've gone modern now.
You know?
Mm-hmm. I've gone modern now. Really
yep.
like it. Mm-hmm.
This is the
okay,
Mutual Admiration Club.
Oh, yeah. So it's wonderful. But I thought that Hef was instrumental in also getting you really inspired with decorating.
Of course, I was in the Playboy Bunny room, which was a room, listeners, where the girls used to go. It was a private room. We used to have a seamstress in there who would help us with our costumes. Our lockers were in there. You could never have a rung or a ladder in your stocking. They'd be replaced straight away. We used to be able to go in there and have coffee or something to eat, or it was like if you imagine the green room at a theater, and that's what it was like. One day down in Miami. Actually, I'm looking at these magazines, old Playboy magazines that were already maybe 7-10 years old, and there was architecture in there. And I was looking at it. There was these amazing Paul Williams, first African American architect in the United States, and there was some photography of his work. And I and he's like mid-century. And so when I saw him, I said to him, I don't understand why in all the magazines that you've got, you've always got something about architecture. He used to cover automobiles and architecture. And he said, well, it's because I love architecture. I would have liked to have been an architect myself. I actually, that was where I wanted to start. I never knew that. So I was fascinated. I was fascinated by the architectural documentaries and articles that he used to write. He was a brilliant writer, Barbara. You would know that. He was an amazing publisher and a writer. And so I once said to him about, I said, you know, Hef, I said, when I leave Playboy, I would like to pursue being in this kind of business of design and architecture. And that's when he said, you can do it, Bunny Business. You can do whatever you put your mind to. And I remember that really clearly. So he was a big influence because I always remembered that. And then, of course, when I went to work for Ian Phillips, he was the next instrumental person in my life that used to say, you can do it, you know. And so I've had some real special. I've had some male figures that have really changed my life and who have kind of given me confidence, although I've had female figures like my wonderful mother and a couple of my New Zealand girlfriends. And you too, Barbara, you've always been a wonderful contribution to loving what I do.
Thank you. And remember, I met your mom. What a fabulous woman.
Oh, she was fabulous. And I will just say this, that the way that I met Barbara is that I was actually dating her brother. But I gave up on the brother and kept Barbara as the friend.
Yeah. That happened a couple times. And he had good taste, though, I must say. I have two really good best friends, you and another lady friend, same way. And, oh, my goodness, long-term friendship. So he knows how to pick them.
Yeah.
And I remember I came home. He was, like, staying with me on Rodeo Drive, that fabulous apartment. And here you come in with him. Oh, and I was making a salmon dinner for my dad, and I think it was probably Father's Day. I think it was Father's Day, and he comes in.
It was. I sat down. I sat down.
Yeah, and we were instant friends. You sat down, and you had a baseball cap on, totally adorable, with your cool earrings, and, like, totally fat. I mean, you guys, she is so fashionable, and just, you know, of course, she is a designer. She's going to have the best clothes. And I just loved you right away. And we had some amazing fun times. And we went through some sad times, crying times, you know.
Not together. We never had any bad times as far as our relationship. We've always been friends. In fact, I'm really the godmother of your daughter.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like,
so we've got to do more
things
together.
That's right. Yeah, and your daughter's best friends with Adriana, my little granddaughter. I know.
You live so close.
And then coming up behind that is Angela's little girl, who's now 6.
Wow. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
And I haven't even met Annabella. Annabella, maybe when she was really little, but that would be fun to have a get-together with everybody. You know, after this coronavirus settles down, that would be wonderful.
Well, you know, Angelo and Caitlin often drive down to, I think it's Huntington Beach or the beach before that, because they've got friends who live down there. So in summertime, they go down there quite a lot.
Oh, yeah. I'm so happy, and I say it every day, how grateful I am. I'm exactly where I want to be, exactly where I want to be. And it doesn't take long to drive up to L.A., too. And I don't really know. I don't know how many years you were a Playboy Bunny. I just need to ask that question. I was just wondering.
Seven.
Seven. That's a long time.
Yeah, I was with Playboy for 7 years. Uh-huh.
Okay.
And it was
fabulous. Very fabulous. It changes lives, and it still does today. Because here, you get called. Of course, you're a fabulous career woman. But the Playboy Bunny thing, maybe that's where it's mysterious. It is mysterious, and people want to know and hear about, you know, the behind the scenes and everything. So all these years later, you can always use it. You can use it if you want, or you don't have to talk about it, you know? And so you pull it out of the hat when you want to, you know?
Absolutely. You know, Barbara, it's interesting because some of my friends say, oh, you shouldn't let your clients know that you worked at Playboy. And I said, why not? I've always let people know that I worked at Playboy and how instrumental Hefner was in just that one word alone, that one sentence alone that he gave me, you can do it. I mean, such an amazing movement he created amongst all of us. It's a movement. But I was going to say something to you. Every few months, if you'd like, keep this in mind, with your listeners, if anybody has any decorating ideas that they want to go over or they want some tips on, I'll offer Barbara if the clients, doesn't matter if it's one person who calls in that has some questions on their house or their apartment or anything that has to do with design, I can consult with them right on the phone for them through your show.
Thank you. Wow, Johnny, that's amazing.
Yeah,
you know, I was going to say something to you. I am starting a TV channel, and Sandra, and I was wondering, you know, if you ever want to have any suggestions on content, you know, I would like to hear it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm here to help Barbara and in turn with the show that you've got going. And if you've got another show, you know, I'm a very educated and worldly businesswoman. So it's not just design that I can talk about. I can cover a lot of interesting subjects that people want to bring up that is just life experiences. And I think what's the most important thing is that I am very humorous. So I would always like to end either one of your shows with a funny story, because that's, you know, right now we're going through some difficult times. But may I give you a funny story, Barbara, to close the show with?
Well, yes, you may. And then can I, when you come back on, may I be the first person to ask the question about the decorating inside? Because I have burning questions, and I know a little thing can change it, the whole look so much and make it, you know, from boring and drab to fabulous. So I am so excited that you offered this to us. I love design. I mean, I don't know if I could take it on as a career, but I love it. I just love it. I'm looking through all the magazines all the time.
I
so
know you.
I'm gonna be the first one to ask the question. It has to do with painting walls and what ones are supposed to be the accent walls and what colors to go with. I really want to know that. And I'm gonna get the paint. And I'm gonna do it.
We could always create. I don't know if you can do it through Instagram, but if people would send in like a before picture, and if I gave them advice, and if they painted the room, and then I guided them on where to go buy the furniture that can easily turn. Or they could then do an after shot and then post it up to show the before and after on what we're doing.
Oh, I would love that. Yes, and I'm going to take part in with my own place here too. So, wow, I love that. Okay, but first before you end with your funny story, let's go over where people can find you, because there's a lot of social media handles and where. Okay, you tell them. Thank you.
All right. So, you can Google me, just Sandra Costa, COSTA, and then if you want to put interior design behind it, it will bring up list after list after list after credits and recommendations where people post on Google, and I'm always very happy if anybody wants to post something on Google when they see my work. You can go on Google, Barbara. Actually, you can even do this, you and John. You can take a look at some of my work, and you can leave me a message there on what you like.
A review? Okay, what about a review, too? Is that where you
get a review? I'm a 2020 recipient.
That's
Have you heard of House? Have you heard of House? H-O-U-Z-Z?
No.
Oh, my God. You guys are behind the times. I really got to help you. House is probably the largest interior design. They've got the market monopolized with designers and product and rooms. It is huge, and designers receive inquiries, and I have been referred several big jobs of people going on and taking a look at my work and then hiring me to do a big job. Okay, so based on the references that you get through, and hello, are you still there, Bob?
Yes, I'm here.
Are you there?
Can you hear me
here.
Still? Can
yes.
you hear me? Okay.
Hear you.
So based
really
on
well.
The based on the references that you get, you end up becoming a medalist. So I am a 2020. We're only 5 months in. Award-winning designer for this year for my work on House, H-O-U-Z-Z. So if somebody wants, I'm sure your listeners will know what House is. It's worldwide. Somebody can put House in and put my name in, and it'll bring up my my website with House, where I've got 53 projects and just amazing projects, beautiful furniture. The best way to get hold of me, Barbara, is to call me. Just call me. I answer the phone because, you know what, Barbara, years ago, I had a very large showroom over at the Pacific Design Center with 20 people working for me. I never hardly got to speak to my clients. I would always have to pass it over to one of my assistant designers. I'd greet hello and say, you know, hello again while the job was getting installed. Today, I've changed all that. Call me, speak to me. It's one-on-one with me. I do still have design assistants, but they're behind the scenes instead of being in front. So basically, you want to talk to me, pick up the phone and call me.
Why is that? Because you feel like that is something that is important with the client relationship, and or why? Why is that?
Well,
were people
messing
it up?
No, first of all, I had a very big business at the Pacific Design Center, but it was losing the personality of who I am. After all, it's Sandra Costa and Sandra Costa Design Group. Sandra Costa took 30 years to build a brand. So it's not when a customer calling me just doesn't want Gilbert or Rosanna. They want to know that their job is in my care. Now, once I walk out of there, I can't do it all myself, but I supervise everything, Barbara. And it's my design work, but then I have my assistants who do the running for me. That takes the pressure. And I've just reduced down where I don't take jobs based on the budget, Barbara. I take the projects on based on the people. It's like betting on the, you know, you don't bet on the just the jockey. You bet on the horse. So, I take the jobs based on the people.
But I think that with this kind of work, they're choosing you by your personality as well.
That's right.
Not by, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you a funny story, all right?
Okay.
A few years back, we all know who Sasha Cohen is, right?
Oh, yeah.
We all know the movies, Bruno and the different, anyway. A few years back, I had an agent, a design agent. Her name was Barbara. And she called me up and she said, there's a prince that has moved into town from Germany. He has a very wealthy father and he's got a home up in Bel Air. And they're going to interview three designers. And then they're going to choose which designer is going to do the house for the prince. And I said, who are you choosing? She said, I can't tell you who's going. I said, all right. She said, give me a price per hour. What are you going to charge per hour? And allow 2 hours. I said, okay. I said, if you can't tell me who's going up there, what are they charging per hour? She said, that I can tell you. She said, one of the designers is going to charge $225 an hour. I said, okay. She said, the other designer is going to charge $200 an hour. I said, okay. She said, now you've got to give your price. And I suggest you come in something about the same, because there'll be the three of you, and then they're going to decide on one of you. I said, all right, tell them $2,500 an hour. She said, $2,000. Now, let me backtrack. I have no idea who the client is. I have no idea it's a production company with an unlimited budget. I just figured that I had to stand out.
Yeah.
And she goes, I'm not going to tell him that you charge $2,500 an hour. That's ridiculous. Nobody charges that. I said, in whose books? I said, what do you think? A politician isn't getting paid $2,500 an hour? I said, you work off commission, right? I said, look, when I get up there, if he chooses me, I can change my fee. I don't have to charge $2,500, but I want you to give them the $2,500 fee. She said, their managers will never consider you. Well, Barbara, not more than 20 minutes later, she calls me. She says to me, you got the interview. I said, of course. Now, remember, I don't know who they are. I just know it's a prince, young prince from Germany, very rich family. So I'm counting on the fact when this prince and his staff look at one designer for $200, one for $225, and another one for $2,500, they're going to say, this woman's insane. Who is she? Let's talk to her. Okay. I go up there, and I've got a fabulous leopard skin hat on, a leopard skin fabulous designer jacket. And when I get to the gate, there are two people working, standing at the gate. And they said, when you go down to the house, don't be afraid, because when you go in, there's going to be about 30 people there, and they have cameras and lighting. I said, what for? They said, because the father, the prince, wants to see you interacting with his son and wants to get it fully on camera so that can be sent to him in Germany. I said, all right. And I believed him. Then they handed me an envelope. In the envelope, Barbara, was $2,500. I said, thank you. Right? She said, just sign here and we'll send you your contract later. So I signed it and I said, well, you'll send me my copy, right? They said, yes. It's the last time I ever see them. I walked down the driveway, and as I'm walking up to the house, there's this huge clear plate glass door. And behind the door, I can see as I'm walking up, at least 10 people with cameras and lights unbeknown to me. There's another 10 on the other side of the room. And this man is coming up to the door and he opens up the door and he goes, hello. And he come in. And I walk inside and there's this guy with no top on and all the hair shaved off his chest. He has a fox fur around his neck. He's got a blonde wig on with a funny little kind of German hat on. He has black leather pants with a G-string on and cowboy boots. He goes, I'm Bruno. I have never seen this guy before. I never saw his movies. So I walk in and I go, hello. And he goes, you are fabulous. I said, no, you are fabulous. He goes, no, you are fabulous. So I walk around him in a circle, looking at his ass and looking, excuse me, you'll blot that out, looking at his backside and looking at his, and I go, you are fabulous. He goes, I am the customer. I have last say. You are fabulous. Well, I end up there, Barbara, for 7 hours. At the end of the 1 hour, he says to me in this phony accent, come into this room. I want you to see this room because I want you to tell me what I should do with this room. I went, uh-uh. He goes, uh-uh. I said, uh-uh. Well, his crew, I still don't know who he is, but his crew are cracking up. Can you imagine they're all the producers and the film crew? You got this crazy woman all dressed up in leopard skin who is as funny as he is.
He goes, love him. Oh, God. Well, and you still didn't know, but did you kind of think that it was a put on at all throughout that?
I was being spoofed. Of course it was a put on.
I know, but did you know that?
I had no idea.
No.
So he goes,
character.
That's right. And I go, And then he goes, well, Like, why not? So I point to my watch. And he snaps his fingers. Another $2,500 in an envelope.
Awesome.
Unbelievable. And it's listen, though, he tried to get me on a couple of spoofs. I was just as funny. I even got hate mail.
Yes,
I got one guy.
Oh, my God,
with
that's funny.
Who's become Tom Turner. He is. I've got to have him listen to this. Because he wrote to me, and he said, do you even realize? He contacted me. He said, do you even realize what was going on? I said, Tom, it was all planned. It was all scripted. And he laughed because he knew it wasn't. And he and I become great friends. Yeah.
Oh,
so
that's awesome.
I left there.
Yeah, I love him.
I left there. Mm-hmm. As I'm leaving, I get in my car. Haven't left yet, Barbara. I turn around and he's standing at the door. I said, how long are you in Los Angeles for? Oh, he said, I want to be an actor. I want to have an agent. Me, Barbara, I still believe that he is this crazy prince. I say, I can help you with that. I can help you get an agent. I can help you get into Hollywood. Hollywood's going to love you. So I leave, I get in my car, and I'm driving down the hill. And I look in the envelope, there's no contracts in there, there's nothing. I call Angelo and Adriano, I get them both on the phone. I said, who's that guy that did those skits with the black hair? He said, Sasha Cohen? Oh, I said, will you send me a picture? They sent me pictures. I said, I've just been spoofed by him. And at some point,
did you get paid the money and everything?
I got paid.
Oh, they got paid.
Like right then and there, the cash. Yeah.
Right then and there.
5,000,
wait a minute, cash.
Yeah.
Cash.
Yeah.
And I come back and I go see my agent and I hand her 20%. She goes, because she'd make that kind of money from anybody going out and being this brazen. You ask me, Barbara, how did I get the feeling to just go out there? It's because I don't know I can't, Barbara. I just go and do it, right? And this is my message to anybody who's listening. And the next time we speak, Barbara, I would like to bring up the I don't want to do it now because I actually have a business call. But, Barbara, do invite me again because I would like to talk about cancer, which I went through last year. And I'm today they announce I'm cancer-free, Barbara.
Oh, wow, because I knew you had a doctor's appointment. Oh, great. That's
yay,
wonderful.
Yay, right?
Yay. Oh,
yay.
Awesome.
So
yes.
I would really like to be an inspiration to women and men. And I would love to be able to join the show occasionally. You tell me when we can talk about design, we can talk about health, we can talk about the feelings of being at the Playboy reunion and the doctor calling me 2 years ago and telling me, you've got to come in. And I said, I can't. I'm in Dallas. I'm at a Playboy reunion. I said, just tell me. And they said, you have cancer. So that there alone is a whole topic in itself. That left you on a funny story with Sasha Cohen and a very serious and real one that this cancer really sucks, you know. And I would like to talk about that with you, Barbara.
You were a great inspiration. We're going to bring you back for that. And yes, we could talk alone. And I know the inspirational story that you could tell inspiration you were to the women around you during that time. You know,
Jillian,
I know,
Barbara,
you told me.
Mm-hmm. You know, we got 600 girls who are on the private side of Playboy, and I'm supporting hundreds of them emotionally.
Wow.
Hundreds of them emotionally.
So we would love to. And then if you want to talk to our psychic medium, I would love for you to connect with some people.
I would love to do that.
With.
Yeah.
Okay. That'd be great.
Let's do that.
Okay. Awesome.
Did I meet?
I mean,
wait a minute. Did I meet him once at the.
You had. Oh. No. We
Barbara.
Have a woman. A woman. Yes.
Who did I meet at the four, at the Beverly Hills Hotel when we went up there one day and we met somebody? It was a man.
But for what? What are we? What
psychic?
Are we
he was a
about?
Psychic, very famous psychic.
I don't even.
It must be.
I don't remember. But it's not since I've been doing the show, right? This was a long time ago, right?
No, Barbara, it was 10 years ago, 8 years ago.
Okay. I don't even remember because
no,
I was never even into psychics.
This is the psychic. Okay. You know, I'm just going to go ahead and say that the psychics on the show. That's my department usually because I have like an entire book. I have places I go. So when we get a psychic on the show, it's usually one of the people that I know. And but,
great.
We have two women that we have on the show that are great, that are fabulous. You know, we have Vanessa Orr, who basically is just, you know, and we have Dale Shear. They're both wonderful. I mean,
wonderful.
You know, they're.
Yes.
And
also,
I also
go ahead, Johnny. I just wanted to say because I've been trying to spit this out, and I think you would love
go
to
right
hear
ahead,
this, Johnny.
Go right ahead. I'm sorry, Barbara. I'm sorry. Go right ahead.
No. That's okay. I just wanted to say that sometimes I think we forget all the things we do. And remember, Sandra, you had a successful reality show that you produced that went skyrocketing.
I did.
Up the chart. Yes. Yes.
Love is in the air. Love is in the air.
Love is in the air. And she was a princess, right?
She was a real princess. Yep, that's right. But that's
you
a whole
knew
other
her,
topic.
You, yeah, that's a whole other topic.
Yep.
But I just wanted to say, I mean, gosh, you know, sometimes, you know, like Johnny, he doesn't know, like, who he's even talking to. This is an amazing woman here. Right?
Johnny, you can kiss my hand now, Johnny.
Yeah,
hey, wait
Johnny.
A minute. It's been... I've had some people say, kiss my a. I'm changing it to kiss my hand.
You can. We're 18.
What I was
going to
say,
podcast.
This is what I was going to say. What I was going to say is we have another resource that we often use. You know, I'm, and the only reason I'm telling you this is sort of a sales pitch to you because I know you probably heard of Zoom right now, of something called Zoom.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, see, I have a thing called Blue Jeans. Now, it's about $19.99 a month you pay for, but it has Dolby Sound, which Zoom doesn't. The only reason I say that and why I think it's more appealing is obviously everybody who is alive at the time remembers the black and white television, you know. And
yes,
they see
right.
the black and white television. They're just so happy to see the television. They don't sit around and think, how come it can't be in color? You know, they don't think like that. And the point I'm trying to get at is that this is, I think, when the standards are going to be higher. And I think when the standards are going to be higher, I think Blue Jeans, companies like Blue Jeans are going to be more where it's going to be. And you can have up to like 75 people on all at once. And, you know, so like if you were to ever want to do something to where you could talk to 75 people or, you know, like have sort of a virtual party or something, you know, until this whole virus thing goes away, you can do that. But I'm just saying it also can be recorded and uploaded to YouTube. And
I like this. Something I would like to do. So, Barbara, you can help me organize that, eh?
Oh, gosh, I'm so glad that you're so interested in being a part of things with Life, Laughter, Happiness. It's amazing. We have repeat callers. We are growing, and this is amazing, and you would be a wonderful
Well, I'll help you grow it.
Come on.
I'll help, too.
Oh,
I can help.
Thank you. Oh, and Johnny, doesn't she have just the best personality? I mean, she's so fun.
Does. She does, and it just, I'm just letting you know. You understand what I'm saying about the analogy of the black and white television versus the color one. Everybody is so excited that they can do things virtual now that they're not even thinking about the quality of the thing. I mean, plus, you know, I think
it's exciting.
Zoom is sort of like MySpace. But I think that Blue Jeans is more likely going to be like Facebook, what's happened with Facebook. So, but that's all I'm going to say to that.
We have to get the word out, don't we?
Yes. It's just a different platform. So we'll do that. We've got a lot of things to think about and create. So wonderful. And so thank you so much, Sandra, for coming
my
and
pleasure.
Sharing that wonderful, wonderful, fun Playboy bunny that you were, and the top one at that.
I'm
the
still a bunny,
one.
Barbara. Once a bunny, always a bunny.
Yep.
Not were.
Yep. Nope.
Yep.
No.
Hester said he
always.
Right to the end of his death. He said my bunnies, my girls. He didn't say my ex bunnies.
No.
He always said my
girls,
my bunnies. You know. Yeah.
Yeah.
But Barbara,
it's history.
What beautiful. Let me jump in. Your photography, your pictures lately. You're just amazing, and you should be doing more and more fashion because your style with clothes on, although your style with clothes off is fabulous, but your style with clothes on is incredible.
Thank you.
That dress.
Photo shoot. Yes.
Polka dot dress.
That recent one. Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Barbara, she needs to tell her about our photo shoot that we're eventually going to do.
Oh, we are. Johnny and I have never met in person. He's in Florida. I've done in 1 year. I had my 1 year April 15th, and I was on the show for 1 year. So I have over 300 shows. So obviously, Johnny and I are talking every single day. We're very close. We've become amazing friends. But
I love
Florida. So I said, I need something to work with. You have like one snapshot photo and, you know, I need material. So you need to come out here. We need to do a lifestyle photo shoot together, you know, fun lifestyle type of thing, and get all of the people that we love around us to be there, and they could be behind the scenes and have roles in it, and they could be in the photo too. I mean, we have all kinds of ideas for that. So bought the plane ticket, and he was coming out for his birthday, May 28th, and then now he can't come because of the coronavirus.
Everything is for a reason. Listen, you know, maybe it might have been that pilot's time, and you would have, you know, would have been your time as well. So you're all right just where you are.
Thank you. That's what we're taught at Life, Laughter, Happiness by our psychic counselors.
Okay.
We're taught that everything happens, you know, it's not a circumstance. It's not by chance. It's for a reason. Yeah. Okay,
And then, Barbara, have you seen the photographs of me with the short hair and the horn rim glasses these days?
Yes. I love that look.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would like to
gorgeous look.
Send some. Yeah, let's start using those because it's who I am today. Although, you know, I can't even really listen. I've got a fabulous figure today. I'm still slim. I'm still tall. I still wear fabulous designer clothes. But certainly, I cannot get into my Playboy costume.
Oh gosh. Not many people can. Oh my gosh. No.
Oh my God.
Okay.
I was looking at that waist. I think my waist must be like 16. I mean, come on, give me a break.
Oh my gosh. I was looking at that this morning too when I was posting it. I'm like, those costumes are crazy. Where do our organs even fit?
I know.
Wow.
But
okay.
You know, everybody says to me,
mm-hmm.
everybody says to me today, what a fabulous figure you've got, you know, because I'm tall and I walk tall. You know how I dress
and everything that I do.
Oh, thank
you, darling.
You're
an elegant, gorgeous woman with pizzazz.
I'm single, unavailable.
Awesome. Yeah.
I'm available. Barbara's available. All right.
Oh, everybody else
says
that about me. Okay.
That's our new show, The Available Girls. Instead of the Design Girls, it's The Available Girls.
That's catchy.
Isn't it, right?
How to make them. Yeah. Well,
yep.
It just pops
yep.
out of your mouth. It just comes out and it flows and it works.
I know.
I love it.
All right. Hey, good looking. I love you, Barbara
Moore. All right.
And John, I haven't met you. But let's stay connected, and my history was down there in Miami, so I certainly know Florida. My brother lives down there in Florida. I do have to come down there once this is all over, so hopefully we'll all meet up in person.
Okay. Sandra, right. Just do one thing at the end of the show, which is our shout-out to where to find the show. And so,
all right.
And I would love for you to please follow us on YouTube, Life, Laughter, Happiness, our YouTube channel, and please subscribe because that shows support and we would really appreciate it. And our Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, we will be posting the link to this show on Facebook soon and all across the board. If you want to listen to the show again and find all of our other shows, you know how to do it now. And Sandra told you how to find her. And I'm checking out, I checked it out when we were speaking, H-O-U-Z-Z, Sandra Costa. Sometimes I call you Sandra. It's Sandra.
That's right.
Costa.
English accent, darling.
Okay.
Lovely.
So I love you so much. Thank you so much. And have a wonderful night. And we really
appreciate you, doll.
You
and stay
on.
Safe, everybody who's listening. Do the right thing. Stay safe. And kiss yourself on the hand, as my mother always used to say, because you got to love yourself first.
Oh, wow, that's sweet. Okay, thank you.
That was Zoe. Zoe used to say that. Yeah.
Zoe.
All right,
guys. I loved her.
Yeah,
okay, have a good night. Okay.
Good night, guys.
Bye-bye.